Welcome to This is Henderson, the official podcast of the Henderson Tourist Commission, where we break down all things Henderson happenings, history, and hotspots. This is Abby Dixon.
And this is Ellie Keelan.
And this is Henderson.
Okay, everybody, welcome to episode 2 of the official Henderson Tourist Commission podcast. This is Henderson. We are so excited today because I think we're really in for a treat. Last episode, we got to sample Henderson Brewing Company beer, and we enjoyed it so much, we thought, you know what? We're just going to bring the head brewer on, see what he has to share with us. So I'm back. I'm Abby Dixon.
I'm Ellie Keelan.
And we have...
Doug Laramie.
Who is our special guest today? So, Doug, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Again, my name is Doug Laramie. I am a co-owner and head brewer at Henderson Brewing Company. I also am a pharmacist at TNT Drugs here in town, and I grew up just outside of St. Louis.
Okay.
So I'm a transplant here to Henderson, but I've been here since 2010.
Feels like home now?
Yes, yes.
Nice. Well, I can't wait to dig in a little bit more to your story, hear what's going on at the brewery. I feel like we could make this like a three-part episode.
Probably.
But yeah, we're going to have to just get right in right now with our Bluegrass Bites segment. We have chicken street tacos from Bodega Market. So this segment is how we're opening up every podcast. It's where we get to sample some local flavors. So I have not, this was my first time trying anything from Bodega Market.
I've had them before because I work just down the road from them.
When you said that, I thought this is probably one of your favorites. I feel like you always know it's like authentic whenever there's a lime and a cucumber.
And not just lime and cucumber, but the little slices of radish.
Yeah.
Provide that extra crunch and that extra little heat.
I like that.
So
okay.
If you're not a fan of vegetables, don't let it scare you.
Mm.
You're not going to notice that it's a radish. It's just going to provide an extra layer of flavor.
It's good to try new things.
Right.
We already talked about this. It's going to be a little bit messy today.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, so we have the, let's see, there's the cilantro and the onion too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going for it.
Hopefully,
it's very good.
Hopefully nobody on this podcast today is one of those unfortunate souls who taste soap when they taste cilantro.
No.
Oh, no. Is that a thing?
That is a thing, unfortunately. Yes.
Not me.
I love cilantro.
I love cilantro.
And it's either a love or hate, because the people that hate it, it's most likely because it tastes like soap to them.
So interesting. I don't get soap at all.
Good.
I don't either. I've never heard of that before.
I don't know if it's the salsa or the spice, but there's heat behind this. I really like
kick.
It.
A little kick to it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get a little radish on it as well.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
A little extra crunch and a little extra kick.
You know, and it's places like, I'm just going to use my hands, places like Bodega, you know, you can dine in there, but it's also a great carryout option, which is obviously what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a perfect pairing whenever you're headed to Henderson Brewing Company to pick up food.
Exactly. So we don't have a kitchen at the brewery. We just don't have enough space for it. So we have always, from day one, encouraged people to bring restaurants, local restaurants, and even just stuff from home as well. We had someone bring in a crock pot one day and fed their family while they were there.
I think I was there for a couple of those moments.
Yeah.
There's like 2 crock pots of chili and bean soup.
That's so awesome.
They're passing out to everybody too, not just family.
Nothing says family friendly like a crock pot at a brewery.
Right.
Okay, so you mentioned that you're part owner.
Correct.
At Henderson Brewing Company. So tell us about how all of this started.
That is a fun story.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw a post that one of our owners, Austin Vowles, posted that he had attended a conference about how to help your client start a brewery in the state of Kentucky.
Okay.
And he posted that in the Henderson Beer Club Facebook group that was around a while back. Still a group, but not as active as it used to be.
Yeah.
So he posted that, and I posted in the comment section, I've got some award-winning recipes I can sell y'all if you do it, never intending to be a part of it. And I got a message the next day from another one of our owners, Sean Wilder, just poking interest about whether or not I want to be involved or just have a conversation about starting a brewery in Henderson. I said, sure, why not? So we met the first Sunday after 4th of July, 2017. And that was the day that I met David Osborne. And Rob wasn't at that first meeting just yet.
Okay.
I brought Rob along a little bit later, introduced Rob to the others. a little bit later. But we left that meeting, each of us with a goal to do the next step. So came home from the meeting. My wife asked me how it went. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, it went pretty well. And we all had this next step to do to get home. I said, it'll never happen. Fast forward three more meetings later, and August, we had formed our LLC.
Wow.
September, we had bought our building, and the day after we bought the building, we started deconstruction of the previous.
Wow.
So pretty
two,
quick process.
2 months. Yeah.
It'll never happen.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the exact same thing I told Sarah every time after each meeting. Like, yeah, meeting went pretty well, but yeah, it'll never happen.
You didn't want to get your hopes
right.
up too much.
And really, none of us really sat down and said, do we want to do this, yes or no? We just came back to the next meeting with
progress.
What we were supposed to have brought from the previous meeting.
Wow.
Left
destiny.
The next meeting with the next.
Fate.
Yes. Yeah.
And fast forward to July 5th, 2018, and we opened almost a year to the date from our very first meeting.
Well, it's been so wonderful just to see the brewery grow. I mean, you started with just a few core beers on tap.
Four.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think there are kind of stories behind all of these beers. Mm-hmm. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the names themselves, a number of our core beers are actually defunct bars or nightclubs in Henderson. From in the 40s, apparently Henderson was a happening place.
Little Chicago.
Yeah.
Little Chicago.
So a lot of our core beers that we hope to have around for a while, are named after those to tie in the history of the town to our current business.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we opened with Trixie's Alibi. Silver Dollar Porter. Bright Spot, which is the name of our building, or was the name of our building.
Okay.
And Bridgeview.
So those are the four core beers. Now, which of those beers was the first that you ever brewed?
Bridgeview. Very first brew day was Bridgeview.
Okay.
And it was a rough brew day.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one, it really kicked me.
Tell us more.
So it was just learning a brand new system, going from a home brewer making 5 gallons of beer to a professional brewer making 100 gallons of beer on professional equipment with no instruction manual is a very large skill difference.
Big undertaking.
And it got me. I went home to Sarah that night and just, we're relaxing. I looked at her and I said, what did I get myself into?
I feel like probably every business owner, every entrepreneur has that moment at least once, if not multiple times.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you kept at it.
Me too.
So, and Bridgeview is really special because I believe it's won a pretty big award, right?
We won silver medal at the Great American Beer Festival in 2019 for that category of beer. So in 2019, it was the second best ESB in the country.
Wow. That's amazing.
Awesome. Yeah. That is really cool.
How did it feel to know that your recipe was winning this big award?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the Olympics of beer. The next step up would be the World Beer Cup, but Great American Beer Festival is almost, they're about neck and neck sometimes. It's the largest beer competition in the world.
Wow. That's amazing.
So to win a medal on the first time I sent something in.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Mind-blowing.
You knew you were doing something right.
Right.
And I think Bridgeview is, from everything I hear, a fan favorite by pretty much everyone who frequents Henderson Brewing Company.
It really is. And we have converted some former macro lager light beer drinkers with that beer. It can be a little daunting just because it has a little bit of flavor and a little bit of color that people just aren't used to if they're going to be drinking macro lagers all their life. But I tell people, close your eyes, give it a try.
See what you think.
And most people like it.
On that note, craft beer has really taken off, but there are still folks that it just makes them nervous to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
If I've never had anything other than, a Bud Light, and I walk into Henderson Brewing Company and I'm ready to try something new.
Yeah.
Tell me what that experience looks like.
First thing my bartenders are going to ask is, what kind of flavors do you like? Do you drink coffee in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like to pair with your food? Those things are really going to give us an idea of what kind of flavors you tolerate, what kind of flavors you enjoy. And that gives us an idea of what we could offer you to try. If that's not the case, if you don't want to be too adventurous, we do have our version of the American Light Lager Purity. That's going to be the fallback. Yeah.
It's safe. It's good to have a safe option.
Exactly.
You guys, I know I love whenever I'm at Henderson Brewing Company and I see out-of-town license plates in the parking lot. Do you see a lot of out-of-towners?
We do see a number of out-of-towners, and one of the stories I love to tell is on day one, July 5th, 4:01 p.m. person, I think it was a gentleman, walked in the door, sits down at the bar, orders a beer, looks around and says, "How long y'all been open?" I looked at my watch and said, "About 2 minutes." He said, no, not today, ever.
Story.
It's like, yeah, we just opened. Wow. He was from Michigan, saw either, I don't know if it was Facebook or our website or something, but just stopped in.
That's an amazing story.
Our very first customer was
from Michigan.
That's awesome. Whenever you have out-of-towners in, if you were describing, like, while you're in town, you've got to do these things, perfect day in Henderson, mm-hmm. what are some of those things that you would say?
It depends on the season. Mm-hmm. If they're here during track season, we're going to send them to Ellis, you know, so they can experience that horse racing yep. if they're here during that time. Otherwise, we're going to send them to our beautiful parks, either downtown here or to Ottoman. Mm-hmm. Just to see the natural beauty that we have. And mm-hmm. if they're hungry, we'll send them to any number of local restaurants.
So many great
yes,
spots.
Yes. We're going to try to do our best to send them somewhere local because that's the point of traveling, right?
You know, exactly.
You're going to go somewhere like that and go to Applebee's.
I know. You got to experience something new.
Right.
Maybe send them to Bodega.
Yeah.
And you're going to end your night at Henderson Brewing Company.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ellie's a Singo girl.
I love Singo.
That
I get a little too crazy
up.
At Singo.
Competitive.
I'm a little competitive. I've never won. Yeah. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
But I bring quite a few people with me to Singo that I've
we
never
appreciate
been before.
It. Thank you.
And that's on Friday nights.
Correct.
Which has been great to see.
Yes.
I have not made it to Singo yet.
You gotta go.
I know. I'm dying to go, but we almost every Thursday I'm at trivia. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I get competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, that's what I love about the Brewing Company though. It's not just like your traditional bar. You go in and there's board games, video games, and activities kind of for everybody.
Dogs and babies.
It's really become, especially in that gateway district into downtown, it's become such a staple for that area and just a place that brings people together, which is really cool to see.
Yes.
And I have to give a shout out to Tyson, of course. He won one of our Hospitality Hero Awards last year. I feel like the staff, Tyson and everybody else, the staff is just so friendly. And you don't have to feel intimidated, you know, walking in and trying something new.
And like you were saying, like they help people find what they're interested in when it comes to the type of beers they want to drink.
Yeah.
And that's always really nice, especially as someone who's 21 and doesn't have a lot of experience.
Yeah.
Drinking heavy brews like that. So
I think back to like kind of some of my favorite moments at Henderson Brewing Company, and I think about the one time that I won trivia. I think about St. Patrick's Day celebrations, the anniversary parties, Oktoberfest, which is always so much fun. What are some of those memories for you that will just always stick with you?
It's not necessarily the big ones like that. It's more when I step back behind the bar and I look out and I see people enjoying the beer that I made, having a good time, and I'm just watching it unfold.
Yeah.
Knowing that you made something that people really enjoy and they have come and created this community in our building because of that. Those are the moments that I enjoy. Not necessarily the big party moments. You know, no longer the college party guy. It's more of enjoying the
sitting back
small moments and watching people enjoy themselves with the product that we've crafted.
I love that. And you said it would never happen.
Yeah. It'll never happen.
It was fate that brought you there.
I know. And it's such a, I feel like all of the owners, it seems like from the outside looking in, you all have kind of become like family and you play off of each other's strengths. And that's really cool to see the atmosphere that y'all have created.
Yeah. We really do enjoy each other. Like family, we sometimes disagree.
And yeah, that's normal.
I would be amazed if you had five people owning a business and operating a business and not have a disagreement here and there.
Of course.
But for the most part, we generally kind of have our own lanes.
Yeah.
We all have the kind of labor divided and we have a general idea of what we want to do.
So what's next for Henderson Brewing Company? Any big plans in the works?
Not just yet. Right now, we are doing our best to keep up with demand.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We have increased so much here in the tap room in 23 and 24. Andrew and I are just doing our best, brewing like crazy.
Yeah, keeping up.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This is on the fly, but if I come in and say, okay, I want a beer flight, I want to try a few different things. Doug, you just put your favorite beers on that flight, and you can only choose, is it four?
Four on a flight.
Okay.
Yeah,
what are those four beers?
The ones we have now or just anything that we've made?
I say, like, let's take it to the Hall of Fame, just anything you've done.
Edgewood?
R.I.P.
No, it's a spring, summer, seasonal now. I brewed it last week.
Okay. You heard it here first.
That's right. I heard Brian last week when I listened to the podcast. I texted him as soon as I heard it. I was like, hey, I've got good news
for you. It's coming back. Yeah. Anyway. And that Edgewood. Can design is so pretty, too.
Yes, yes. Edgewood, number one. Number two, Bridgeview. It's my favorite. It has been since I created the recipe 15 years ago. It was a homebrew recipe that hasn't changed since then.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Award-winning.
Turret, which was a traditional goza from last year. Salty, fruity, coriander, forward, slightly sour beer. That has become a staff favorite and definitely one of my favorites. But with Coconut Head as well.
Coconut Head is delicious.
Yeah, that would be my
some suggestions
historical flight.
You know, and I was also told, I'm a big sour girl. Mm-hmm. I heard we have a blueberry lemon coming up.
We do.
That sounds pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Perfect for spring and summer.
Are you a Brewers Club member?
I am a Brewers Club member.
You should have had that email by now, right?
April 1st.
That's right.
Very excited.
No fooling.
that's right.
Yes.
So many good things happening at Henderson Brewing Company. What are there any special events that we should look out for?
We have a Preclipse Beer Festival in Madisonville, Kentucky that is featuring all Western Kentucky breweries.
All on the West Kentucky Brewery Hop.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. We did that on purpose. Then we have, of course, the Eclipse Day. We'll have viewing. We have a pretty good view from our patio facing south. Made sure that check that at 2 p.m. throughout the week here, making sure we have a pretty good view. And then May, we're looking at probably that lobster food truck coming back.
Ooh. I saw the line snaking.
Almost wrapped around the building.
That's amazing.
And we have, our building is 123 feet long.
Wow. It's like shotguns.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, that's a long line.
Yes, very long line. And then we're looking at June and July. We're ramping up for Handy Fest and then anniversary in July.
That Fest beer always comes out.
Yeah.
That's always a good one.
Yeah.
Anniversary is
July 5th.
July 5th. Nothing says America.
The party
like a brewery
is usually the weekend before or after. Sometimes it doesn't quite fall on the weekend.
So we'll have to stay up to date with that.
Yes. And we always do fun new releases for anniversary day.
Doug, I'm not sure if you listened to episode one. It sounds like you did.
Yes.
So we are ending our time together with...
I have had anxiety since I found out that I was going to be quizzed because I am a transplant.
Doug, we crafted these questions for you.
Okay.
So this is Test the Guest, where we ask our guests quiz questions about Henderson culture, history, etc.
All right.
Okay, so if you get all three questions right, you will leave with a swag bag.
Ooh.
Coveted swag bag.
Yeah.
Ellie, take it away.
First question is multiple choice. So
okay, so the answer's
on
the page.
You'll have a few options. Yeah, it's on the page, yeah.
And I'm hiding the page.
Okay. I won't look that way.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Brian cheated, but I have no way to prove it. So your first question, Doug. On April 8th, Henderson is in the path of totality for the Great American Solar Eclipse. At what time will totality begin in Henderson? A, 2 p.m. B, 2.02 p.m. C, 2.05.
2.02.
How do you know that, Doug?
Because it was almost 2.03 on the can until I was corrected.
do you speak of?
You used the wrong website to look up the beginning of the eclipse. And,
yeah, you got to double check your facts.
So you all have a special beer.
Had a special beer.
Is it already out?
Yes.
Limited edition gone.
So we had 2.02 p.m., of course, which is the beginning of totality here in Henderson. And we brewed a special beer for that in collaboration with the Simons Foundation and Dry Ground. And since it was a collab with Dry Ground, we split the batch.
Wow.
We only got half of it. So a barrel and a half sold out in about 9 days, 8 days.
Wow.
Well, listen up, folks. I have one can left in my fridge at home, so I'll be starting a bet on Facebook Marketplace.
Bidding war.
Well, I just so happened to hold one keg back for the Preclipse Beer Festival event.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Madisonville, April 6th,
and
right?
And if there's any left after that, we'll throw it back on Eclipse Day in the brewery.
That's insane how fast it sold.
Yes.
It was delicious.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, so Bridgeview is Henderson Brewing Company's award-winning ESB with the can design featuring our iconic downtown railroad bridge, which you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which railroad line operates this bridge with trains passing across the Ohio River on average 42 times daily? A, Amtrak, B, Norfolk Southern, or C, CSX?
I was going to say CSX before the multiple choice was given because those are the locomotives I see going down it all the time.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding. You got it. He's 2 for 2, everybody.
I was afraid it was going
to
be
so
tricky there for a second.
So close to swag bag. Okay, well, he already mentioned question 3, so I think he's going to get it. But Ellie.
I'm still going to say it. This is not a multiple choice question, right. So you're just going to have to use your brain for this one. Henderson Brewing Company is a great place to grab a beer, but wasn't the first establishment to pride itself on this offering. Which tavern dating back to the late 1890s once stood at Second in Alvasia, the current location of Henderson Brewing Company?
I know this one. It was the Bright Spot.
Yes. Bright Spot Tavern.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Swag bag.
Swag bag.
Doug.
We're sending you home with some goodies.
My wife will be happy to have this bag.
There you go.
Thank you.
So there are some fun eclipse theme things in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some artwork from a local artist.
Local artist, Driftwood Mike.
Shout out to Driftwood Mike. We love him here at the Depot.
We love his eclipse collection. Get a silly pint. Keeps things hot or cold.
With a lid.
With a lid.
I haven't seen one of those before.
I know. Great for coffee. You guys sell silly pints in the tap room, right?
Mm-hmm. Not with a lid, though.
Not with a lid.
Lids don't work well for beer.
Yeah, you're right. I think this has been so much fun today. I know Henderson Brewing Company is one of my family's favorite spots in Henderson. I remember whenever you all opened, I was pregnant with my daughter in 2018, and I just could not wait to try the beer. So now I feel like, we're just so fortunate to have a craft brewery here in Henderson and with such amazing people that own the place and run the place. And
thank you.
It brings so much to Henderson, too, for people who want to try those craft beers.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of amazing people and bringing so much to Henderson, I'd like to give you a shout-out, Abby.
Oh.
Because you were about one of the best. I have not met that many CVB people.
Mm-hmm.
Tourist commission people. And I like to think that you're probably one of the best out there.
Not saying that
the other ones are not great.
Well,
I just see the things that you do compared to some of the things that I see in other communities, and I just think that you're really going above and beyond.
Thank you, Doug. I really appreciate that.
That is some well-deserved praise.
I guess I can choose my 4-pack after.
Yeah.
Thanks for No, thank you. That's very kind. I love what I do. I know Ellie loves what she does. We're a great team here, and we have great community partners to work with. And I feel like I need to say, we mentioned the West Kentucky Brewery Hop. So this is a gamified trail of 13 breweries all throughout Western Kentucky. So you can sign up for a digital pass at WKYBrewery.com, and you can earn some really cool prizes like t-shirts, pint glasses, just for visiting the breweries. So
I've got mine.
Yeah, me too.
I just don't get out much.
The thing is, you can only earn points at the same brewery once per year.
Right.
Otherwise, I would have gotten like 100 t-shirts by now just from going to Henderson Brewing Company. Sign up for that pass. I can't wait to check out the Eclipse Party at Henderson Brewing Company. Yeah. I think there's so much good stuff going on. And here's my call for all of our listeners. If you think you can beat Ellie at Singo or me at Trivia, you're probably right.
You probably could. Yeah, for sure.
So thank you all for tuning in. This has been a really fun episode 2. Be sure to catch us next time for episode 3 with another special guest. We will see you then. Happy eclipse, everyone.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.